That
Black
was.
Bear.
Whoops.
What's your song?
Oh, look at this.
All rise, gentlemen.
That was the
that
one
was
before
Round
who just started there, and Chris Dirksen, and that was another one from her, wasn't it?
Probably.
Called Black, or featuring Black Bear.
No, that was, yeah, the one that just started. Yeah, they we just played Round Dance featuring Northern Voice?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, you can, and we just, you can go online to Chris's website, and they've got all the music.
So that's all from her website, is it?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah, that's...
So you can explore the variety of programs.
It is unfortunate.
Yeah.
It is unfortunate that
Chris played at the Skelton Park Music Festival here a number of years ago. Mm. And I was thrilled to see them listed in the performers that we're going to be playing. But also they used the cello to imitate a variety of wildlife. So they did whales, seagulls, just really, really, however you can use your instrument to make noises and sound. And yeah, really, really creative, prolific individual. So
that's, yeah.
With saddened hearts.
Yeah. Well, maybe what we just got the information, so it's and people would be able to go online, like you said, so they could check out her website, and it is. Do you remember it? Just Chris Dirksen?
Let's see, because I just typed their name into just to see. So C R I S, and then D E R K S E N. That's how you spell.
Okay.
Their name, and then it's, what is it? It's, chrisdirksen.com.
And what we could do then is maybe do a feature for later in June and we sort of go through, well, like we did before with pick three songs and...
Oh, yeah, go ahead, do that.
You know, and that way we just sort of... Here's a sampling from how many years? Probably 25 years or so that she's been...
Of her?
No.
I don't think so.
You were what, 15 when you came to CFRC?
Well, the cusp...
I don't think so.
The cusp was 2010. Okay. I think that's when they started to
okay, that's 15
really
years,
like hit the
years.
Airwaves, but
oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's weird when you say it that way.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, was it that long?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Time is flying a little faster now that we get older, isn't it, Sean?
I guess so.
Yeah, just you wait.
Yeah, we can do a special.
Like
that would be fun.
Week,
do some deep digging. Yeah. And
I was flying ahead of the time.
Yeah. Okay, so Dirksen's unique sound began to take shape in 2006. Hmm. And that's when they started performing with Tanya Tagak.
But did they put out albums?
Her debut album, The Cusp.
When?
2006.
No.
Well, no, I think...
Okay, 2007.
It's... Let's get the real stuff.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, because on the one it says that The Cusp was out in 2010, but she, let's see, a staple of the Canadian Folk Fest circuit since 2007. Maybe just playing with other people, and then, I don't know. Anyway, we'll look into it, and we'll do a special feature.
Yeah. Well, just because you're on the circuit doesn't mean you have an album yet.
Well... That's still pretty impressive to be on the circuit and not have an album.
it's very impressive to be on the circuit,
yeah.
But
you don't want to miss an opportunity to play with someone who's, you know, so creative and and unique. So there you go. Well, Okay. What do you got for us?
Well, I have a few messages that we have to do this hour. And
do we have to tell them that it's 7:05 now?
Okay.
Oh, whoops.
Oops. Now it's 7:06.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
You didn't do that
broadcasting
at the top of the hour?
Well, you took over. Broadcasting from Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, totally. Kingston, Ontario.
Thanks See? For keeping us on track there, Sean.
Well, I don't know. Like, it might be some sort of a...
This feels weird.
Some sort of a rule.
Who's usually the one who's saying, hey, we have to follow the script?
That'd be Doug.
And who wrecked it?
I don't want to get in trouble, right?
No, you don't.
Maybe, yeah.
That's right. You leave it to me.
The radio the radio people will get us in trouble.
The overseers. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
I was going to say the police.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, the phone cops.
Just a sec. Let's change tact and go back to our idea for getting outdoor on the trails.
Go on, then.
Yeah, you love going out on the trails.
Well, yeah.
Having barbecues, snacks.
Oh, no, I don't.
Cooking your shoes.
I'd rather eat inside.
Well, right now, there are a lot of people who agree with you because the black flies have decided this is perfect. They've been out for my place. They've been out for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just sort of getting started now.
Getting comfortable.
Oh, my goodness.
Setting up shop.
Yeah. Aerial bombers, that's what I call them. I go out to do some work in the yard. I went to move my tractor, and I walked, I don't know, probably about 7 car lengths to get to the tractor, carrying some gas. And by the time I arrived, I already had...
Did you park at the bottom?
Oh, at the end of the field. But then...
Of the compound.
Yeah, I ended up with fly bites all around. I was wearing glasses, protective glasses too, by the way, but they were just eating right at the edge of the where the rim of the glass
You got to get your swimming goggles out.
Oh, you got to get something else, yeah. Anyway, so we'll go with that. But what we'll do is I've got a couple of songs, then we'll come and do a quick introduction right now after these songs. I'm going to start with an interview I did with Brody. Mm. And Brody was out on a trail with us, and he went on a trail at home before he came up to the Muskoka area. Mm-hmm. And he was so excited when he arrived late at night, but we couldn't sit down and do the recording. That he came and said, I took photos. I want to show you what I found along my shag bark trail. And it was okay. And then the next day we went on a hike, and he had a different hike. But then when we did get outside, we got the noises of outside, but we did the interview outdoors. Uh-huh. And I had set up the equipment and testing, remote broadcasting equipment. Mm-hmm. Testing it for me, and Sean already knows how to use this stuff. But so I'm going to do that, and then he wanted a song, so I've picked a song. Okay. Snotty Nose Res Kids, and kids, come up for dinner, because that's we were constantly asking the kids, get out of whatever you're doing and come with us. Yeah. We're going to eat.
Time to eat.
Yeah. But and then right after that Snotty Nose Res Kids song, I did an interview with Lindsay. Uh-huh. And Lindsay is a teacher in Ridgeway, mm-hmm. teaches kindergarten children, and for the last 6 or 7 years, they have had a program where kindergarten children and grade 1 children get 40 minutes in the forest that's attached to their schoolyard, part of their schoolyard, and they use it as a learning classroom. Mm. So they're outdoors, and they go just about every day of the school year take the 40 minutes. She said sometimes it takes longer to get them dressed to go in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And then sounds come back right. And get them undressed and ready for class again. But
takes us all longer.
Yeah, but she's come up with a number of suggestions for parents or family members who gather together and they go do things. So, you know, Lindsay's going to share some of those and specific for spring. And I'm going to have her listen to your chat today about photographs and going out hiking, and we'll blend the two together. So, and then she's got a song by Sharon Birch with the corn song. So we're going to do that, and, you know, we'll be back to say goodbye at the end.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll chat with you in a few minutes.
I lose myself in your eyes. And like a hammer to my heart, I am blown apart. When you reveal your pretty lies, then you pick up the pieces, and I'm back.
À 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir $850 pour ton soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit $150 pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevif.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbours Saving Neighbours is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbours Saving Neighbours volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
You win! Roll the dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new randomly generated playlist courtesy of the Online Digital Media Library. We let fate decide, and the host must abide. So I hope you'll join me on this journey through genres, time, and taste each and every single Saturday at 11 p.m.
Brody, welcome to Aboriginal Voices here at CFRC.
Thanks for having me.
No, you're welcome. Great to have you. And you brought a big smile with you today, so that's good. You were excited when we met here at Lake of Bays because you arrived on Thursday night. And the first thing you said to me was?
We went to Shagbark Trail and we saw a bunch of trilliums.
So you were all excited about it. So I said, okay, well, we'll do an interview about it. So tell me a little bit about Shagbark Trail first. Where is it?
So there's this daycare near where I live. And we decided to go over there for Mother's Day. And we started the trail. And I saw one trillium. And then I saw another, and then there was more and more as I kept going. And there were blue flowers and purple flowers and all different sorts of colors that I saw there.
So that was on Mother's Day, then it was the Sunday in May?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. And so what was the weather like that day? Sunny, cloudy, windy?
Pretty sunny, but in the morning it was a little bit cloudy.
But so did the light filter into the forest floor so you can see really
yes.
good colors?
Yeah, some of the spots there weren't trees, so you could see right through and have a nice view of some of the birds and plants.
You know, here we are sitting outside and we've got a chipmunk chasing around us here. And, oh, he's gone now. I mean, we're sitting on a deck right now. Yeah. Distracted both of us, didn't it? Yeah. Colin, thank you very much for hanging on and keeping him out of the way for us. Yeah. Some of the birds are around too. So if people hear the birds, they know we're outdoors, right? What else did you see when you were in the Shagbark Trail?
We saw blue jays and birds of all sorts and different kinds of trees, like pine trees and maple trees.
Here's a question that one of the people at our station has asked me to ask some of the people who go on trips, and I'm going to ask you this one. What did the forest floor or the forest trees make you feel like? How did you feel when you got into the trees?
Calm, because it was pretty quiet besides the birds chirping and us rustling our feet, and just really calm. And it was a little bit windy, so with a nice breeze brushing through.
And the other thing that I have, that's how you feel, but when you were doing different kinds of observations, and you just said that, you're looking, you're listening, do you get to touch things in the forest where you were, or did you not touch anything?
Well, there is poison ivy in that forest.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
So maybe stay away from that. But, yeah, we touched a few things, but we knew not to pick the trilliums.
Yeah.
Because you can't. But yeah, we looked at some really cool flowers and looked at some birds too. But we didn't really touch anything
no.
that much.
Okay. You took, or at least your mom took her phone. Did you take some of the pictures?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
And so which pictures did you take that you wanted to share with me and our listeners?
So I took pictures of, like, purple flowers mm-hmm. and pink trilliums and white trilliums.
Mm-hmm. They're looking rich. I've got the advantage of looking at the pictures you took. So
yeah.
these look great.
And then there's the blue ones.
A lot of close-ups, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the blue ones.
Right. Blue with yellow centers.
Yes. I took that one too.
Oh, and then who's that with you? In the picture.
My brother and my mom.
Oh, okay.
So.
Very good. You make sure you catch all the people who are on the trip with you, so you remember what it was all about.
Yeah.
Right? Good. All right. Well, now, if anybody is planning to go to Shagbark Trail in Fort Erie, what would you suggest that they take with them? Because the length of the trip and things you need on the trail, what should they take with them?
Probably bug spray, because there was a little bit, but it was a hot day, so they weren't really out that much. Mm-hmm. But if you need one, like a walking stick or something.
Oh, okay. Or, like I do.
Yes, because just in case, right?
Yeah. For me, yes, definitely. It helps me get up if I fall down.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's good. What about drinks or snacks or anything like that? Should people plan to take snacks with them and drinks like water? Or?
Yeah, you can, because some other people build forts with like big logs and stuff, and there's little benches. So you could sit on those and have a sort of picnic.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You take peanuts and raisins and maybe something, seeds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, something like that. Yeah. Good. Well, that'll be one of the projects I'll do with those people who like to be minor chefs, or get out there and how to make their own trail mix or something like that. We'll do that another time. Maybe you can help me with it.
Maybe.
I know you've done chef work, so we can have some fun with that, especially if it's just a hike. How long did the trip take?
Maybe like an hour.
An hour?
Yeah. Okay.
Was that good length of time for you, or?
Yeah, that's a good length. Yeah.
Anything more than that's too much, do you think, or?
Well, it depends what trail. If I'm having fun, maybe, but if I'm really not, I might just start walking back.
Oh, okay.
Where we started.
Well, Brody, thank you very much for doing this for Aboriginal Voices. And, you know, this has been a fun 10 minutes for me to hear you talk about it. And I'll find an interesting song that I'll put on after this interview. And I'll let you know later when I get back to the station. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. See you later. Bye, Colin.
This about to come up, Larry Bird, the Larry Legend. Go round the numbers up, we gon' come up in a second. Nails all done up, let me pull my bun up. We litty in the city, turned up until the sun up. We on demon time, scary hour. Like Mike, I go out some pies.
Yeah, baby,
yeah. To society, I'm not a jealous sex, I ain't going out quietly.
Ooh,
y'all been real sensitive, and I can really blame y'all. Been so repetitive, banger after banger. This for our relations, I even love my haters. I've been paper for creator, homie. You can thank me later, yeah. Up in the way, couple hours till I land. I've been hungry all my life, you should see the dinner plans. I need something in my stomach, what's the yams for 100? Man, these hunger pains been ugly, I'm a savage when I'm hungry. I'm just a kid from the reservation. When we eat, we need a reservation. Always late, never waiting. You never ate, grab a plate then. Oshkosh boy, peace sake. Writing raps is such a piece of cake. Ricky Bobby never pumped the brakes. Life's a rat race, shake it back. You know we been cooking, DJ Cook, I'm dropped the bomb on him. Snotty nose the business, you don't like it, call your mom on him. Honor what you eat, but I've never made no honor roll. Snotty nose forever, you could put that on my mama, bro. Eating good, I'm the meal ticket. You don't like it, learn to deal with it. I got the sauce, baby, got the dirty dishes. I've been hungry all my life, now my belly feel real different. Ooh,
different.
Real different.
Supper time.
Kids come up, it's supper time.
It's time to eat, baby.
Yeah. Look,
Thunderbird fly like my great granny. On my Baba grave, dog, I put this on my granddaddy. No more spammy, baby, I've been going hammy, hammy. Brush the dirt up off my shoulder before I hit the Sandy family. I just cruise when I move, so I get there when I do. Light skin like Mama Dukes, ain't that the truth? I'm too beast for the zoos, ocean pin of swimming pools. Couple bruise, bruise, make a couple screws loose. You ain't got a Blue's Clue, my Nietzsche. Still think that I ain't got it, but I do, my Nietzsche. No drama, just another comma too, my Nietzsche. I'm cooler, pop cooler, now I'm cool, my Nietzsche.
It's what I do, baby.
Yo, you word of mouth, I'm ice cold like the North North when it's snowing out. I'm all in, no way out, we showing up and showing now. Truth hurts, baby, baby, now go ahead and walk it out, walk it out. Nietzsche, please, I ain't trying to beg. It's keep up or catch up, I'm on my second leg. I'm a dog, OGs call me Dag, and I'm so f***ing humble, I don't even gotta brag, my Nietzsche. Two brains,
hey, Victor.
Funny how things change.
Hey, Trickster.
The fruits of my labor got flavor. Did my time on the bench, then we major. SNRK, what you saying, boy? Like a vet on the squad, I ain't playing, boy. A public enemy when I bring the noise. We be walking to our own drum, baby, we the boys. We about to eat, raise a toast for the speech. Get your ass up out your seats, ain't no telling how long I've been waiting, it's amazing. On my relations, supper time, baby, let's feast.
Let's preach, baby. I don't need unless the whole family eats, and that's facts, baby.
That's facts.
Kids come up at supper time.
I know it's big.
Kids come up at supper time.
What you think it is? What you think? My stomach hurts, I can't wait, I'ma eat you up for lunch. Are you rappers out of same? You go on trees by the bunches. Got a hunch like Notre Dame, I'll ring you bell, you try to front. And about as a kid, I looked out for the street lights. Pouting and fussing, ain't get it done, you wanna eat, right? Came with a spoon and a plate, I'm taking out your deep fry. Banging and jugging was never me, but I'ma steal mine. G-Crush, G5, champagne on a team flight. Besides, you lie, you can't even speak right. I was injured, now I'm Mr. Clean. Hop off the curb, mama cook the beans right. Tonic, come home, got an appetite like a bowl. I'm rapping, I need a bow, and she arching it like a bow. And you tiny, they dirt your bowl, then I'm hooping a bunch of bowls. I'm a star when I get you old, and I'm sick of the bowl. Supper time, time to get it, you're at. Rap, rap, rap. Funnies wanna jump me, cause I'm jack.
Get it, do, get it.
Dummy hit a bumpy in a flat.
Big dummy.
Dummy, how I'm telling all these facts. Catch me at a table getting fat. Never share my cheese with a rat. You can come and kick it when we chat. But after that, you gotta go. You had your time, you had your chance. Now it's back in my hands. Call me Nick Cannon, start in my pants. Mama yelling at the window, come and eat your yams. Every time I'm hungry, I've been waiting for my chance. I've been washing my hands all my life, bro. I've been washing my hands every day. I've been washing my hands all my life. Now it's time to eat.
Hello?
Special guest here at Aboriginal Voices. Yes, but this is a field trip that I've done. And we're out in the Lake of Bays, right on the shore of the lake. And Lindsay Redekop, how are you doing on this gorgeous day?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, Lindsay, you're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, something that we all did together. And, you know, it could be for any group, family grouping of all ages, you know, from 6 to 75, even more. And so we'll see how it goes. Tell me a little bit about where you went and what you want to talk about first.
So the trail we were on was called the Marsh Falls Trail, and it's located in Lake of Bays, Dwight area. And we picked that trail because it has a special waterfall along the trail, and so that's an interesting highlight of the voyage through the woods, so that you get to see that. And we had done it in the winter, and we got to see the waterfall still flowing, but there was lots of ice in the water at that point. And so we wanted to check it out and see how it had changed now that there are some warmer days here. The weather is warming up and it's a new season of spring.
So what was it? You said you did it in the winter. Was there a lot of snow or?
There was a lot of snow. We were wearing snowshoes, and so it was quite different scenery. And so this time, of course, the snow was all melted. We're looking around. We can really see all of the fallen trees and tree branches, maybe from some storms and wind that had occurred in the winter. And now we're looking for signs of spring. So we hear those birds. We're looking for some flowers and green plants that are starting to come up.
Okay, so the hike was probably about an hour and a half long, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of different loops that you can go on this trail. So we usually pick a few different color of loops to try out, and then it's always nice to go by the waterfall on the route. So
now, you personally, you're a teacher and you have a lot of fun with kids and outdoors and doing outdoor activity. You told us about your school and everything, where you go every day out to the forest in, you know, on your schoolyard.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right in a Ridgeway, right in the city of Fort Erie. So now compare your activities without your class, but just yourself and your family and friends and your kids. What sort of focus did you have as you went? Did you have one ahead of time? Like, here's my theme or my focus? Or did you kind of collect ideas as you went?
Well, we had talked about, before we went out, speaking of when we had gone in the winter and the kinds of things that we noticed or saw, and so how it might be different. So we were kind of setting it up for the kids to be thinking about signs of spring, different things that they're going to be noticing at this point. And the last time in the winter, we had seen a beaver along the trail. And so that was kind of in our minds, what animals or creatures are we going to see? Will we see a beaver again? And where might we see a beaver along the river, or where should we be looking for it, kind of thing?
So what did you find?
So we did find a beaver swimming in the river. And as we studied it and watched it, we were thinking, we wish we had our binoculars, as usually we do bring out magnifying glasses or binoculars, things like that, when I'm with the children at school. And so my own kids did get some binoculars. We forgot to bring them, but we'll definitely try to remember that for next time so that we could zoom in closer. Because we were watching the beaver for quite a while, and then we noticed it was swimming towards another beaver, swimming towards it. So we actually saw two beavers, and we saw some turtles sunning on top of a log. And then when you look closer, you can see there's another log behind that, and there's even more turtles. So we definitely had some good things to see, some creatures and some flowers and plants, things like that, that are beginning to grow for spring. So that was nice.
So it's interesting, because that's, you hadn't really planned for the turtles and the log, although it is a beaver pond, so it's not flowing like the river. You were right near the Oxtongue River,
I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else would you find along the way, being May of 2026, and it's been kind of cool? I think the last snow that was on the ground in the forest was last week up here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, but we didn't find the floor too wet to walk on.
No, it was pretty dry, which was great for walking through the woods. And the kids were excited to, you know, find different sticks or things like that. They both selected walking sticks, which I was thinking about, you know, they almost have a criteria to go with them if you talk to them about what kind of stick they're looking for and things like that, the size and the thickness and shape, all those things were taken into account when they were selecting their walking sticks. And then they would use those to investigate or poke at different things. You know, we saw a lot of rotting tree trunks. Yeah, they like to investigate using sticks, I guess, was one of the things they were using as a tool.
So that's the beaver pond and activities along the when you got to the waterfalls, the marsh mm-hmm. falls itself, it's quite spectacular to see the difference between back in January, early January, when there was lots of ice around it and you could only see a small amount of the water flowing, even though it was still flowing in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see it just with full over the falls. What was your first reaction and how did you feel when you first got near the waterfalls?
Well, we could hear it as we were approaching on the trail. So we knew that we were getting closer. And my son was saying, I can hear it. I can smell it. He was using his senses. I said, oh, if you get close enough, you can touch and taste it. But so he was already sensing that we were getting closer and they were getting excited about that. And yeah, so then when you see it again, it's interesting because, as you said, the last time we saw it, the water was a little bit slower, not as much coming over the falls because of all the ice. And now it was quite powerful. You could really hear the thundering water and see it cascading over all of the rocks. You know, their initial response when they see it is they want to get closer to it. So we talked a little bit about safety, but then they started a little inquiry of their own and they were trying to throw sticks into the falls, and then they wanted to observe and see if they could get their stick to go all the way and go over the falls and then to the water below. So they were trying and testing out different sizes of sticks and, you know, experimenting with where they threw it. Sometimes it would kind of just go in a circle in a whirlpool if it got caught up in rocks and then kind of went to the side. So they were realizing they had to throw it really far out into the middle. It had a better chance of going on and going over and then down. And so then they were also experimenting with a big hollowed kind of driftwood piece that they found, and so that one they could see better because of its size, and then they were able to throw that out into the middle, and they were pretty excited to see that when it had made the journey all the way over and then down into the river beneath.
I heard the boys talk. I mean, I did get to see it near the end where the last piece you said, the great big kind of chunk that they threw in.
Mm-hmm.
But I did hear the two boys talking about how long it took for the water to, or for that chunk of wood,
mm-hmm.
even though it could float, to go over the falls and then down over some rapids and out into the actual carries on through the river.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised that they were talking about that.
Well, and then we talked about, too, because there is a sign nearby that indicates, you know, that the Marsh family used to live there and that they did have a sawmill. And so, you know, they were cutting lumber and then sending it down the river. And so that would be similar to the method that they were using, right? They would go from the top and then have it meander down the river and then would send it along its way.
Oh, this is exciting, you know. And you took your phone with you, so you actually documented some of the activities.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you'll have some fun, and then you're helping families understand what they could be doing. If just doesn't matter what's locally, any trail, right?
That's right. And usually the kids will start to discover things on their own, and so then you can have those conversations with them to just keep their ideas going, but you can also kind of guide their learning and help them with taking their learning a little bit further and trying out different things. They like to test things out, and so that's exactly what they were doing, and we were giving them the freedom to do that, but also reminding them of the safety when it comes to, standing near the edge of a waterfall on rocks that may be slippery and things like that. So staying on the dry areas and just being cautious.
So water safety, mm-hmm. getting up high over top of rocks safety, also trail safety. Mm-hmm. I noticed, too, that once in a while they actually noticed that there was a bit of garbage left on the trail, and one of your little guys picked it up and stuck it in his pocket. And when we got back to the base camp where we are in the cabin, it turns out he just put it in the garbage.
Right. Yeah.
He remembered it was there in his pocket.
Yeah, that's part of something, that I learned from my parents. And so if they would see garbage, they would pick it up and find a receptacle or carry it with them until we were near where there was one. So, and that was something I did today, too. I found it looked like a little cap from, maybe a Gatorade or something. And so I just picked that up as well. And
so you're modeling it, although you're not thinking about it.
Yeah, I didn't say anything to them about it, but it's certainly something that I do, that I watched my parents do and things like that. So just keeping in mind that we do want to keep those nature trails as clean and clear of debris as possible. And so we were moving even, logs that the beaver had chewed that were blocking the pathway, for others. We were, thinking of them and being respectful of nature, but also, okay, how can we move this out of the way for the next hikers that may be following along behind us to make it a little bit less of a challenge?
One last question for you. The gear, thinking of taking things along, do you really need to take a lot of stuff with you, or are these nice to have if you have them? Like you mentioned binoculars, but what about other types of things taking with you?
Sure. I think it's always nice to have a phone with a camera, because now you can zoom in on, different like almost use it like a microscope or a magnifying glass, if you find something and you want to look closer at it. I find my phone is just a lightweight piece of equipment that I can bring easily. I can take photos of the kids and I can use it as a tool as well. There's lots of different apps that you can get now for bird identification and plant identification, which those things all come in handy. So I definitely do bring my phone with me. When I'm with the students in my class, like I said, we always have magnifying glasses, binoculars. We like to have clipboards and paper, things like that, so they can do any recordings of things that they find. Sometimes we do the scavenger hunts, so they're looking for things specifically. Whereas today my kids were just finding, and my son was putting, special little pine cones that he found in his pocket, or, things that he wanted to collect. I know they like to collect rocks as well, especially up north, because you find some sparkly quartz or granite type looking rocks.
Well, that's really good. And snacks, I didn't ask you about snacks, but that'll be one we'll do, chat about later, because, you know, organizing snacks, everybody's different on their trail hikes and how long you're going to be gone.
Sure. So, yeah. Yeah. I usually bring a couple of things in my purse or my pocket. So I'm looking at a groundhog now.
Yeah, he was just about to come up on the deck with us here, and I don't know what stopped him. Could be the chipmunks that's under your chair.
So. Yes, I see the chipmunks are munching on things around.
All those birds around just coming and singing for us. So it's really nice to have a little bit of wildlife available for everybody to hear. And I think the kind of get the feeling of being outdoors is what you've been able to do for people today. Thank you, Lindsay.
Okay, thank you for having me.
All right, nice song for you. The Corn Song by Sharon Birch.
Thank you. valleys or hills, you can hear them cry. They have to fight to stay alive. No one can change it. Mother Nature knows the reason why. Oh, wolves don't live by the rules. Wolves don't live by the rules. They're born to kill and to be free. Their lives are hard, which is meant to be. The cry of the wild is the only way they can see.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Liam, and I'm the host. This show is about, we talk about just one band each week and sort of dive into how they came to be and their influences and what they influence afterwards. And yeah, today's episode is going to be a band that I've sort of always loved and I think are a really great band that a lot of musicians probably over the last 40 years really admire and think of as influences for them, and that band is Pixies. So yeah, to get right into it, we're just going to start off with the Pixies, and the first song we're going to be playing is called Caribou by the Pixies. Here we go.